According to a release from the Department of Labor, the new rule is meant to simplify the criteria for assessing health and safety violations while increasing emphasis on more serious safety and health conditions. The proposal is structured to encourage mine operators to be more accountable in addressing these conditions in their mines. Minimum penalties for violations that constitute more than just ordinary negligence would increase. Total penalties proposed by MSHA and the distribution of the penalty amount by mine size would remain generally the same, while the penalty amount for small metal and non-metal mines would decrease. The existing minimum and maximum penalties for non-flagrant violations won't change. The proposal comes 4 years after MSHA Chief Joe Main testified about a growing backlog of violations being contested by mines and an executive order by President Obama requiring agencies to simplify their regulations. MSHA says the proposed rule will be published in the Federal Registrar on Friday and is asking for public comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.